Hi kids. How are we doing? So, yes, welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast. There's the wonderful classic strains of Glenn Mortman and Man-Made Storm drift by. Here we go for another week of music. Again, if you didn't listen to last week's programme, you don't know what I'm going through at the moment. I'm just trying to think what to say. I just get all the music together, chuck it all on the line, and see what happens. Well, I don't see what happens, I just press record. So this week, unfortunately, what it was is that I wanted to find some old music that I'd written years ago, stuff that I did with Watch With Mothers, if you remember Watch With Mothers, because I wrote some comedy stuff with them. So I've just run upstairs. I don't know, I'm suddenly out of breath. Maybe I'm about to have a heart attack or something. I don't know. So I've got this thing that plays my old hard drives, because I don't know if it's just me, that external hard drives, they all just break after a while. They just stop working, and they just do. I've got loads of external hard drives. Oh no, I didn't stop then, did I? I just carried on. Sorry, Glenn. So what I've got is one of these little things, these little caddies, I think they're called, and what you do is you strip the hard drive, the actual hard bit out of the external hard drive, and you plug it into this caddy and then plug it into your computer, and it works. Well, it's always worked in the past, but for some reason it just stopped working. It would come up for literally 5 seconds on the screen, and here it is, there's your external hard drive, and then it would just disappear again. So, oh shit, so I worked out some ridiculous way of doing it, that I would just click on it straight away and it would start to download and everything, and it would copy the file within like five or six seconds. I'm that precise, it's 5 or 6 seconds, I'm not sure which. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? These hard drives have got stuff on it that I might want. They're like my cupboard. They're like a cupboard that you sort of hide things away in, and you never know when you might need them. But anyway, I was just thinking today, I want to play a track by Helen Austin, and I thought, oh, I've hardly got anything of Helen Austin's. Oh, sorry, on my normal hard drive. I bet I've got some on that other hard drive, not the external one that won't work. And I powered it up, and it bloody worked. And how cool is that? And it's working as I speak. It's still there, because I've discovered something clever about my computer. But anyway, I'll tell you about that after I've played this. This is Helen Austin. It's gorgeous. It's Take Me Away.
Take me away. Take me anywhere. Take me today. I don't really care who, why or when. Now and then, I just gotta get out. Give me a break. Give me anything, all I can take. Doesn't mean a thing, I'll say again. Now and then, I just gotta get out. Our day to be, our day for me. We all have a time when we need to know everything's fine. But it's fine to go out and about, and I doubt that I'll be very long. Singing this song. Oh, just gotta get back. Just gotta get out.
Is this really forward? I really like your hair. I haven't made it awkward, but don't you really care? I saw it in the distance, like a sunset in the sky. The color is so golden, it really caught my eye.
Another bird, no, don't. You and me, it's just absurd. Well, don't get no points for coming third. No, don't. Don't you say another word, 'cause I, strong as I am, for fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. don't let you see that I'm the man. No, don't let you see me as I am. No, don't. I try to do the best I can. No, don't. Wasn't ever in the plan. 'Cause I, strong as I am, fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't wish for things they might come true. Well, don't tell me that you want me to. Well, don't. Not till you and him are through. No, don't. 'Cause I could really fall for you. And I, strong as I am, fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. And I, strong as I am, for fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't. No.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You are, and you still are. If you're listening for the first time, if you're interested in, if you're interested in how I put the podcast together, it's easy, really. I've just been doing it for 10 years, and people send me tracks, and if I like them, I play them. I don't always play them. And then sometimes I reject them, and sometimes I play them again, which they did here, because I was going to play this track by a band called Climb the Attic, and it's called Not Mine, and that was a track I was going to play second there. And you know what? I just changed my mind. I went, screw it. I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play something else instead. And what did I play instead? I played Gathering of Strangers on a track called Nice Hair, which is quite good, wasn't it? I like the way it did. It worked, and it works with the podcast this week. That Helen Austin song. It's gorgeous, isn't it? I love Helen Austin. She's lovely. She's very, very nice. She's in a band called Big Little Lions at the moment. It sounds like she's might change any moment. But at the moment, that's what she's doing now. I must try and get some more tracks off her, because that track is 8 years old. She sent it to me 8 years ago in 2010, and I played it then, and it was quite interesting actually looking at that. The third track was, I'm gonna burp in a minute. I'm not now. I thought I was, but now I'm not. The third track was a track of mine called Don't, which is quite a weird track. Well, not that weird, but I was looking at my Spotify stats like you do. And my top 10 albums, no, my top 10 most listened to songs, I've got three versions of Don't from three different albums. And all three of them in the top 10. So, yeah, people seem to like that. Do you like that track? Yes. Oh, what's this? I can play this, can't I? Or can I? Hang on. No, you can't hear that. Hang on, that'll be an interesting little thing. I'll see if that comes out in the mix. I can't tell you what that was. I can't tell you what it was. I just played a track off Spotify, and I thought it would come through the speakers and I could record it and it would be like background music. But then I realised that I had my speakers turned down. Isn't this exciting? I had my speakers turned down, so it didn't come through the microphone. But what if it comes? Sometimes weird things happen with computers and sound and stuff, because it all patches through. Anyway, forget that for the moment. What have I got? Yeah, so this is what I thought as I was putting the podcast together. There's no tracks by women. No women track. Well, the Helen Austin track I put up, because I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to play a Helen Austin track this week. And I thought, you know what, there's no tracks by women on this week's podcast. And I remember seeing some friends of mine, I think Joe Long put something up, and I know Lucy Kitchen does sometimes, says, look, all these festivals and things, there's like hardly any women playing. There's hardly any women in bands playing in festivals and etc. And it sort of sprung to mind. So I had a little look through all the tracks that have been sent to me over the years. I've been doing this 10 bloody years. And I thought, do you know what? I just don't get many tracks sent to me. Now, is that because there aren't as many women doing music as there are men? And I'll say women and men, girls, boys, whatever. Is that why? Or I don't know what it is. See, I don't discriminate. Well, I did this week because I wanted to put some female tracks in, but I just listen to the music. So I just go by what I've got. And if I get, take for instance this week, Gathering of Strangers, St. Agnes I'm playing later on, Always a Rebel. 1, 2, 3. Actually, St. Agnes, that's got a woman singer.
That's not a woman. Is that a woman singer?
It's a woman fronted band. I'm going to yawn now. Boy myself. But yeah, that's just what I've got this week. They're all the tracks I've listed this week. So there's a couple of old tracks. Well, not old tracks, but there's that which is mine. And the Helen Austin track. And there's a track by Helen Hogland, which is an old track. When I say old, it wasn't sent to me this week. But the other ones are all new. But I would say that I would probably get 80% of the tracks that are sent to me are sent to me by male-fronted or male singers. I mean, there could be women in the band that are playing. So I don't know. Are more women singing? I'm just going by what's sent to me. So I don't go to a website and choose tracks off it. I'm kind of known enough now with various people that I get sent tracks. Now, I get sent tracks by plugging people. There are sort of plugging agencies and managements and stuff that send me stuff, and also band stuff, you know, actual bands that look me up and go, oh yeah, Nick Tan, blah, 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 send stuff to him. So I don't know, I don't know if I've got a preference of people that I like to listen to. It depends on my mood, you know. Sometimes I'm in a Ricky Lee Jones mood, sometimes I'm in a Led Zeppelin mood, you know, could be in a Stevie Wonder mood or whatever. I don't know. So that's what you're doing. Anyway, enough of that. What was I going to tell you? Some other little thing. Oh, yeah. A thing about my computer. Anyway, I'll tell you about this. Because if you've got a Mac and you've got things attached to the cloud, you'll like this. It's a bit of interesting information. An experiment I've done this way. Anyway, let me play this for you. The first track is by the aforementioned Hilda Hogland. And it's a beautiful track. It's called Monsieur Departure. Or it's not spelled, I don't know, Monsieur's Departure. I've tried to put a French accent on it, it sounds like a prick. Anyway, listen to this.
No means I find to rid him from my breast. by the end of things that be suppressed. No means I find to rid him from my breast. Till by the end of things that be suppressed. Some gentler passions light into my mind. For I am soft and made of melting snow. Nor be more cruel, love, and so be kind. Let me or float or sink, be high or low. Or let me live with some more sweet content. Or die and so forget what love ever meant. Or let me live with some more sweet content. Or die and so forget what love ever meant. Or die and so forget what love ever meant.
witching hour. I want to meet you in the witching hour.
Awesome. That was St. Agnes and The Witching Hour, believe it or not. That's fantastic. What a fucking awesome track that was. Before that, a beautiful song by Hilde Hoglind, and it's called Monsieur's Departure. And that was also bloody marvellous. Anyway, how about this?
First 15.
See, that's an old track when I used to do a feature called First 15. And what I used to do, I used to get three tracks and play the first 15 seconds of them, and people would vote on the website which track they want to hear the week after. Now, that, see, if we go back to when the podcast was really popular, like really popular, I used to do loads of things like that. Would that be a good thing? What do you think? Bring back the first 15? Or, I mean, what's your mother's? Now, let me tell you something. Oh, let me, look, before I do that, let me tell you about the computer thing. Right, so I've got quite a new Mac. It's a couple of years old, but it's quite a nice iMac. And I've got lots of stuff that's I keep on the cloud, in the cloud. See, I've got it on my computer as well, but it's on the cloud. It's stored, I don't know, what, to be honest with you. I think I'm probably doing it all wrong. Anyway, so when I start my computer off in the morning, because I work from home, and so I open my computer up in the morning, turn it on, and if I go into something like, let's say the worst one would be Spotify. If I start up Spotify, it takes ages for it to sort of get itself sorted out. Because I don't think that the internet connection is that fantastic. It's kind of okay, but it's not fantastic. Now, the other thing that I've got attached to the cloud is, I know that Spotify is not attached to the cloud, is iMovie. Now, if I open up iMovie and I've got loads and loads of video on there at the moment, if I want to edit any of it or do anything with it, it takes forever. It's like, and it's buffering and everything. And I just thought, oh, and it's the same every day. So what I've done this week, this is an experiment. I mean, you might all be doing this and thinking to yourself, what's that poor old bastard? Has he just discovered this? I've been leaving my computer on. I haven't turned it off. Now, the thing about Macs, it might be the same with PCs, but after a while, my Mac just goes to sleep. Literally, it just goes, that's it. And you've got to wake up again and give them the password and all that sort of bollocks in. But because of that, when I come to work, you know, or walk next door, as I like to call it, and I can go into any of my apps, especially things like, I'm actually going to do this. It could be feeding back or something. It's not. I can just do it. I'm going to do it now. I bet you won't bloody do it now. I can go into something like iMovie, which is just there. Hang on. What's going on? iMovie, which is there. Come on, iMovie. Where are you? There it is. Oh, God. All kinds of things. Right. Now, here's iMovie. And I can just go into iMovie. Move it around a bit. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Press play. There it is. There's no buffering. That's me, by the way. Let me just turn that back down again. Normally, in the daytime, I can't do that. I can't go in there and just press play and it just plays. So, this is the thing. If you've got an iMac, or maybe this might work with any computer and it might work whatever. But if you've got stuff in the cloud, especially video, because video is big files, it takes a long time. I don't know what it is. Has it got to take a long time to download on the computer? I don't know what it is. Oh, shit. What's going on? Oh, some music. Oh, this is a great track, but we're not ready for it yet. Am I ready for it yet? No, I'm not ready for you. Hang on a second. Let me just... How do I do this? Oh, that's a good track. You'll have that in a bit. I'm about to mute it. Sorry. So, yeah, if that might work. If not, am I doing it all wrong? Who knows? But I do know that if you leave your computer on, it's bloody brilliant. Now, what else was I saying? I was saying something else. Hang on a second. Let me play this track. The track that was just playing a minute ago. This is awesome. This is a track by a band called, it's a guy called Blake Anthony Robinson. And it's called Sunny Disposition, and it's fucking ace. Listen to this. lovely. What a track that was. Brilliant. That Sunny Disposition by Blake Anthony Robinson, or BAR as we like to call him, or the Big Bar. I don't know, I made that up. So, yeah. Now, first 15 was quite an interesting idea. Because what we always want as podcasters, as broadcasters, is a bit of feedback. We need a bit of feedback. It's a little bit like, I don't know if you get this, because Facebook's like, I don't want to talk about Facebook. It's just like people are listening. We want to get a little bit of feedback. I mean, I get very, very minimal feedback, to be honest with you. And it could piss me off. And it could make me feel like, ooh. But it kind of doesn't, because I get it. Now, I used to listen to, I don't know if you ever listened to, the Adam and Joe podcast, which was a great podcast. I mean, Adam Buxton is a star. And Joe Cornish. And they used to do a show on the radio. And I remember once they actually let slip, or I don't know how I found out, because they used to do a feature on there. I won't go into what the feature was, but it was a really good feature. And I used to think that, oh yeah, but there's loads of people listening, and like, oh yeah, they're all, you know, they're fighting people off to come and become part of this feature. And you know what? They let slip some, I don't know how it was or whatever, how many people had actually contributed to it. And it was something like 15 people. Well, I just thought, really? This is a really good radio show. I can't remember what station it was on. But it was a radio show and a podcast. And they let slip that, you know, oh yeah, it was like 15 people or something. And they weren't joking. It wasn't like a, oh yeah, there's a lot of food. I'm not going to say it any kind of force. But yeah, so I understand that to get any response from a podcast, because I don't know where you're listening, because I know I've asked these sort of questions before, like, where are you listening? And you could be on the train or something, do you know what I mean? You could be lying in the bath and listen to this podcast, and I say, oh, look, if you want to respond, then you go, yeah, yeah, and you kind of want to respond, and you sort of think, oh, but when, how do I do it? And I say, oh, my God. And you know, we have such fucking hard lives, don't we? Anyway, so yeah, but I wonder if I brought back some of these different features, like first 15, I wonder if it'll work. I'm not going to do it this week because I can't be bothered to do it either, because I've got to get the tracks and I've got to cut it to 15 seconds and then I've got to do... Do you know what I mean? It's extra work for me. But I tell you what, if I get a response from three people in any direction, in any way or form... you can find me on Twitter. You can reply on the website. Just three people, or on Facebook. Find me on Facebook. Three people say to me, just yes, or just put first 15. If you can send me a message saying first 15, a tweet or whatever, then I'll do it for next week's show. I'll do something. I'll think of something along the lines of first 15 to see if we can do something. Yeah. So, all right, I'll do first 15 as this response. And if I don't get any response from it, then I'll think of another idea. And then we'll work it that way. Okay, so we'll try first 15 first. And Ian. Okay. If you want to, Ian, you can. Okay. I'm not saying that I'm going to, as Ian is my only listener, I'm not going to put any pressure on you, Ian. But if you don't bloody say anything, mate, what's the point? What's the bloody point, eh? I've also got... Yeah, I'll do that. Anyway, let me finish off
by
saying that's the end of the show. I've got one more song to play, and it is by John Magnusson. John Magnusson sent me a track, and he sent me three or four, I think, and this is the best one of it. And it'll finish the show this week. I'm going to put this together, put it up tonight. It's not even night time yet. It's not even 6 o'clock yet here. And I'm going to put this up. And, have a great week, everybody. I've had a great day, to be honest. I had a really good day. I had rehearsals with the band this morning. Well, it was supposed to be the band, but bloody guy, drummer, forgot about it. Thought it was 3 o'clock. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Got to forgive him a bit, really. And didn't show up. But we had a great rehearsal anyway. Really good rehearsal, me and Baz. Crafting songs. We actually crafted. I had the songs that were all done. But you have to sit and go, so we'll do this, and then we'll do this, and then we'll do this. Yeah, we'll do that. No, this. Oh. Anyway, I'll speak to you next week. Love you all. Bye.
Walking with your head in the stars, your eyes spitted in black and your soul full of scars. You are dreaming in your room when it's dark. Music on your mind and on your chin, there's a mark. You're a rebel, always a rebel you are. You are old now, but you were never meant to be. Your friends who go to work, whereas you're watching TV. And you're drinking for yourself. But you're a rebel, always a rebel you are. And as a rebel you can go where the wind blows, but you have to do it all on your own. See yourself as disengaged, you're casual and smart, and pitiful for the working man stuck in his car. No bills to pay, no gallows swaying over you now. But deep inside you're longing for a life where you will never be apart. But a rebel, yeah, a rebel. And as a rebel you can go where the wind blows, but you have to do it all on your own. And as a rebel you know where to start, but you will never star. But a rebel, always a rebel you are.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?